Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Create Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about everyday miracles. First thing that one needs to understand when they're talking about miracles of any kind and creating them in one's life is to understand that miracles come from the soul. They come from those things that really truly matter to you deeply. This instead of operating from your mind, your intellect. From the time we're very young and we're in school, we're basically programmed to do those things that we feel will make us money, or the things that we're supposed to do to be nice, loving, caring people, or to just act in certain ways. And when we do those things, you might have found that pretending to be something that you're not isn't too helpful to you. Because what's happening is, you're not being yourself. You're putting on a mask and you're pretending to be something other than you are. And when that happens, all these blocks come into your world. Why? Because you're not feeling comfortable with how you are in the world. You're pretending to be something you're not. And it may be because you feel like you need people to like you. It may be because you feel that's what's expected of you because of your early on training. Maybe you created a career for yourself based on what others told you would help you make money and to be practical and all those kinds of things. However, if it's not operating from your soul, you're going to end up in a situation akin to many of the professional people who might have been able to get really great careers because they went into careers where money was something that was given in great amounts for the types of work they were doing. However, they were totally unfulfilled. Unfulfillment is not a miracle. Unfulfillment is unfulfillment. So we need to be straight with these ideas. So intention is a really big part of this. In order to be able to create miracles, you have to have intentions that are aligned with who and what you are at your very essence. In order to understand that, you need to get in touch with your heart's desire. Your heart's desire is really hooked up with your soul. So take a few moments now and just go back to the times when you felt really like you got lost in time. And I want you to see and feel and hear where you were at that time, what you were doing, and how you went about doing what you were doing during those times. Because these are your interests. These are the things that truly matter to you. So go there, like, right now. Now that we got that clear, the next thing you need to get clear is how to create goals that are aligned with your soul's journey so that you can create miracles in your life. So what I'd like you to do now is I'd like you to think about some goal that you'd like to create for yourself. Anything at all. Just go there now and come up with some goal. Good. Now your goal may have been something like, I want to make more money. Like, I'd like to make $100,000 in a year. Well, that's a great goal, except that it's pretty empty of any kind of soul purpose for yourself. Because the sole purpose is really about going beyond the income itself. What are you going to do with the income? What's the purpose for creating the income? So for me, my purpose of earning over six figures, like let's say $200,000 a year for an example, would be so that I can reach many more people to help them relieve themselves of the anxiety and traumas that are getting in their way, making their life feel miserable. With extra money, I would be able to go out and do this for a lot of people who really don't have the income or even maybe the knowledge to come to a hypnotist to be able to figure that stuff out for themselves. So what is the thing that you'd like to use your extra income for in order to make the world better for having earned it? Go ahead and come up with that now. And also do it as I am earning X amount of dollars per year so that I can do my sole purpose of. Go ahead and do it now. Great. Now, the next thing that I'd like you to really understand about this whole thing about creating miracles, it really comes from a place of love and gratitude. You see, when we feel love and gratitude toward the people in our world and toward that which we've achieved for ourselves, it makes it a lot easier to bring in positive things into our worlds, whatever those positive things may be. Now, the last part of creating miracles in your life is to simply keep that goal in front of you. What I mean by that is to be able to see it in your future at a determined time and place. Now, we don't always have control over when these things show up in our lives. I'll grant you that. However, if you keep it in front of you as the thing that matters most to you, your unconscious mind and your superconscious mind will work to help you to attain it quicker than you ever thought could happen. I did this in my own life when I really wanted to attain some important trainings for myself. I knew that they were really important. I didn't really have the money for them. I was kind of nervous about the whole deal, but I realized that I really needed to make that happen. So I decided at that time to figure out who would be the best people to do them with, and I found the money to go. I just did it. So I'm going to invite you to do the same thing for those things that are like really important to you. In terms of having more things to share with the people that you love and care about, when we feel the love and we feel the care, the ways come about. You know, I have several friends who've been going through a really hard time for a while. And one of the things that I really wanted to do was to help them out. They had lent me some money. And when I returned the payment, I wanted to give them more than they were expecting because they really needed it. And lo and behold, interestingly enough, in one of the cases, when I gave back a little more than what was expected, it turned out that that person had a friend who was going through a really hard time physically with gallstones, and so her money actually went to help this person out to get the care that this person needed. So you never really know how these things are going to work going forward in your life. But what I can tell you is that when you're doing it with love and care, with integrity, amazing things can happen. One needs to be open. One needs to expect it. And at some point, when you're least expecting things to come together for you, an idea, maybe your own or maybe someone else's, will show up out of the blue, and the way will be found. This is how we create everyday miracles. Always remembering love and gratitude come first, and then getting in touch with your heart, because that's attached to your soul, so that you're here doing the things that truly matter to you, so you can create ever more miracles in your life going forward. At this time, I would love to introduce you to a fantastic woman whose purpose is to inspire and empower others to be of service to humanity in a loving and caring manner while achieving their aspirations with integrity. Her name is Alicia Lawrence, and she has a podcast called I Live to Inspire. She also has a web blog where you can read the content. She says that everyone has their own definition of success and freedom, and she is moved to inspire you to get there by sharing her journey with you, called The Alicia Lawrence Show, I Live to Inspire, which you can easily find on Stitcher.com and iTunes. You love her warm, comforting Jamaican voice. If you'd prefer to read the content, go to her website at http://ilivetoinspire.com/podcast/. You will truly enjoy and learn much from what she shares with you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.